Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to talk to you today about what happens during a trial. We had been at a church, and it'd taken quite a while to pack up because we'd been there for a week. It just seems like that's when we get more stuff out. So anyway, we took off and got about 10 minutes, just got on the interstate and had a very heavy goal of getting to a certain large city before traffic got bad. So we were all pretty anxious because it took so much longer to do what we needed to do. We were all kind of anxious about getting on the road and getting there. And so because we were going downtown, a large city in California. So we get on the interstate, and all of a sudden, Brother John has to pull off. One of our rigs has a problem, so he pulls off. We all pull off, and lo and behold, one of the hoses had busted. Now, can I tell you, these rigs are almost 30 years old, so they're going to have more problems than the average vehicle. But, boy, they're very nice to live in, and I'm happy with what God has given us. But, you know, it was a trial. Here we had all these big plans. All day we tried to get out of there on a decent hour and had problems there and packing up. So I wanted to give you these thoughts about what happens during a trial. Number one, God will redeem you. Job 5:17-20, behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth, therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. And let me tell you, I've had plenty of 6 troubles in one day. Yea, in 7 there is no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. So number one, he'll redeem you. Number two, he'll keep you. I love this one because it says in Psalm 33:18-19, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. So if the psalmist is saying he can keep you alive during famine, which means he's going to provide bread, he can help you during a trial. He can keep you. And you know what? One of the things that I realized while I was sitting on the side of the road, I stayed in the truck for a little bit, wondering how long it would take. Well, when they decided they had to go get a part, of course, they had to have the truck, so we had to unhook it from the trailer and so they could run and get the part. But I realized it was going to take longer. And as I sat in the motorhome, I thought, I'm going to just yield myself to him. I'm going to let him give me this trial. I'm going to let him postpone us getting there, trusting him that it's all for the best. So then the third thing is he will provide. Psalm 37:18-19. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. So he will provide. Of course, you know the story. They were able to go right away and get a part. They had found a company that would hand make the hose that we needed, which that's pretty phenomenal. I want you to know that's not a normal city that has something like that. So while we were sitting on the side of the road, I thought, you know, we're all pretty down. A lady had just caught me in the parking lot of the church before we pulled out and gave me cupcakes, cream-filled cupcakes, and a cheesecake. So I thought, what better way to bide our time away than eating a cupcake? So I got the cupcakes out. Of course, before the men went, I even gave each of them a cupcake. So they were happily eating cupcakes as they're driving to go get the part. But it just seemed to say, you know what? God provided a way to make us smile, make us happy as we were waiting on him to take care of the need of that hose. And then, of course, you know it, we made it to the city. It was a little bit of traffic jam, but hey, nothing as bad as we thought it would be. Of course, you know, that's how we all are. We think things are going to be much worse than they are. But I'm glad to say these are the three things that I try to do during a trial. I'll realize that he's going to redeem us and take care of us. Number two, he's going to keep us. And number three, he will always provide. And you know what? He'll do that for you too. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.